everyone. It's Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. I'm your host for this weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. You can find out more about what I do at beingfreenow.com. I'd love it if you subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear and share it with your friends. I know I've shared a lot on the topic of being true to ourselves. I've talked a lot about our individuality as created by God and how we are a unique and needed idea in this world. I continue to encourage you to honor who you are and what makes you special, your amazing qualities and gifts, and to share them eagerly and without apology or justification. I'd also invite you to continue to come to know those special assets even better every day. Get acquainted with what God made you to be and why. While it may not look like anybody else, it's brilliant and worthy and precious. Be you and know what that means. This isn't arrogance, it's honesty, and it's honoring God and what He designed. Along with that theme song I've been singing for a while, I've been thinking about something else. Our originality is a given. You can't fail to be original. You do you like no one else can. And you approach a similar task or issue, art or business, science or any endeavor, in a way that looks only like you. When you think, I have a brilliant idea that I love, but somebody else has already done it, or they've done it better. Either we think there's no place for us, or we just don't think we want to compete against someone else who's already achieved a measure of success or whatever. Well, I say to you, that's a poor excuse, and I know that because I've used it. It's just basically meaning that we end up trying to be what we're not happy being, to try to be more like somebody else, or else we give up on a dream because we think we're just too late or we've missed the boat on that. Or we end up just feeling apathetic because it seems so hard to try something that hasn't been done already, or maybe to try something that actually doesn't feel like us anyway, just to try something new. Well, you know, God has done all. Creation is complete. So we're here to be grateful, receptive witnesses to and expressions of His revealing of His wonderful ideas that are infinite and ever appearing freshly. So the way you do something is never going to be just how someone else does it. And we're allowed and encouraged to receive inspiration from others and not think of it as copying them, unless we're actually plagiarizing them or something, which is not a good idea. If something inspires us, that means something already in us is responding to this idea. It reaches us and it turns us on, it challenges us, excites us, stirs us, awakens us because it has some import to us. It resonates with something within, and that makes it ours to receive and to utilize in our own way, as our own thought and heart gives it a life. Influenced maybe by what we see or hear, but not the same at all. Artists have been influenced by each other for years, and it hasn't made their work any less stunning or original. Some of the greatest impressionists, the most enduring Dutch masters, used one another as inspiration for their own masterpieces. We can think of these things as an homage to the other artist, or just as that wonderful collective experience where we're all participating in what God wants to reveal artistically. And more than one of us gets caught up in that brilliance. It isn't the same. Each piece reaches us differently. And some of us, we may like certain art better than another piece, almost like it. But they're all inspired by something similar that made them maybe want to paint that scene or paint it in that way or utilize color or light in that way that moved them when they saw another do it. But their response is still original. Still their own, still fresh and beautiful. I got thinking about this whole idea specifically. Well, I've been listening to a regular program on the radio, which features Billy Joel songs, interspersed at times with his insights on those songs. Most of them he's just giving in the present time, not like past reflections. It's like he's looking back at these things. And it's remarkable just how many of the songs, maybe even all of them, that have been hits and that he's recorded, he admits they got their start because of some thematic riff that was played in another song, some rhythm he liked, some style of music somebody else was doing that Billy Joel thought was really cool. He shamelessly, and to his credit, cites these influences on this program, these inspiration for these songs that were major successes for him. He humbly received what stirred him as a jumping off point. He wasn't competing with the other songs at all. In fact, some of them didn't even enter into the same sort of genre that he was in. They came from everywhere. And Billy Joel just used them because something within him responded and said, yes, that's something I like, and I want to hear more of it, I feel more of it, explore it some more. And I don't think people think about Billy Joel as a copycat. He comes off as very original, authentic, and a one-of-a-kind performer, a one and only. He's himself. And part of being himself, of course, is also him being humble and forthright and very honest enough to admit that he had help, so to speak. He had influences and inspirations that didn't take his successes away from him, but enhanced what he did and gave him a broader range of ideas to work with. We can have our vision, and so can others. We can let what we see and hear move us and not poo-poo our own ability to expand on an idea or have our own take on it, whether it's art or business. It'll still look like you. You are still the one and only you, doing it the way only you can do it. I've been discovering lately that when I read certain poets, it makes me want to write, and it makes me want to write better, or at least some of the time. Now, I could look at these poets, as I have in the past, and say, oh, gosh, that's just so good and so touching and so beautifully rendered. Why even try to outdo it? Well, I don't have to outdo it. I can cherish what it awakens in me, the response it brings out, and enjoy that it's so good and appreciate that it's so good and right and let that inspire me to what my heart wants to say now, now that it's fired up and open and ready to listen. And that kind of non-judgmental, non-qualified receptivity opens us up for these heavenly ideas and a way to make them sing in our lives and for others. Well, thanks as always for listening. If you have any thoughts or questions or want to set up a time to talk with me, please reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or message me on Facebook. That's fine too. Or check out my website, beingfreenow.com. There's a contact form there as well. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.